Hey, Patriots. This is Artemis Thinker, and you are listening to Conservative Reality Check. It has been, I feel like I need to do an AA meeting. It's been 11 days since my last podcast. It has been. This has been probably one of the hardest days, like you guys, probably one of the hardest days for me. And I share your plethora of emotions that I think everybody is going through right now. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I am sad. I'm heartbroken. I am scared. Just the whole long laundry list gamut of things are here right now with me. I tell you, I got up this morning. I watched the president leave come in on Marine One and then leave on Air Force One. I noted up on social media in many places that there were more crowds lining the streets in Florida with Trump's drive to Mar-a-Lago than there were for sure at Biden's installation. And for me, this is, you know, I take Steve Bannon and the War Room's approach on this, which is this is literally a regime installation. It is not an inauguration of a duly elected president. And I'm going to stick with that. I am so disgusted by what has happened and transpired. So I get where everybody's at right now, because it's a really incredibly crazy time that we're in. And again, like I was saying, you know, watching the president arrive in from the White House into Joint Base Andrews on Marine One and then take off on Air Force One. And then, you know, watching the fact that there were so many more people lined up on the streets in Florida while he was driving to Mar-a-Lago, there are more people there watching that and participating in that than there ever were even invited probably to the Capitol to watch this whole crazy environment of stuff going on at the Capitol right now. I don't know. I worry for our country. I worry for my family. You know, one of my biggest concerns right now is doing this podcast and getting, I don't even care about getting, you know, getting it deleted, because I'll find other places for it to be hosted. I'm not worried about that. I think the bigger problem is just getting hunted down, because I'm here in the DC area and we've got, you know, somewhere between 25 and 56,000 troops here, 5,000 of them having the ability now as US Marshals to arrest people. So the question becomes, you know, what the hell is going on in DC? What was this really all about? What is it currently about? When are all those troops going home? And, you know, are they going to start this like Gestapo style trouncing of everyone that knows that Biden is not a duly elected president? And everybody says, well, he got the electoral votes and all that kind of stuff. He did, because our state legislators and our state, administrative people in the states literally broke the laws, broke their state laws, and the state legislatures didn't have the guts to actually do their jobs in a timely manner to fix this craziness. So I do believe, I could sit here all day long and rehash like all the things that have happened, but we all know because we've all experienced it, right? So what I want to do is I want to give you some hope, like legit hope, and a clear path. But I want you to understand that while I do this, I'm angry, I'm scared, and I'm frustrated right now, just like everyone else is. I have lost it. I'm not a highly emotional person when it comes to like getting upset, but I might have had a breakdown in the shower this morning. So I do want to just tell you that I probably have hit the reset button on that now, but I mean, it's crazy. So a couple things I want to tell you, and I'm getting ready to leave here and go do happy hour with some very like-minded conservative friends. And they are such a blessing to me. And I will tell you, If you haven't been watching this podcast all along, I've always been really interested in politics, but I've never gotten engaged in politics until this summer. And this summer I reallocated some of my time. I pulled out of some things I was doing and put more time into kind of jumping all in my local women's Republican group here. We've grown by 630% this year in participation, in membership, because people were sick and tired and didn't want to lose the country that we love so much. I still believe that we could lose this country. I mean, we really could. I think there's some things that are going to keep it protected for us for the short term, but I think there's some things we have to do too. So I got really involved, and now I've kind of gotten super sucked into my my areas of GOP and conservative politics. I, like many of you, are really wondering if the GOP is actually the right party anymore. And it certainly isn't the Democrats, so I'm not saying that. But it's really kind of this, is the GOP going to remain the old school GOP, or is it actually going to morph into a much more Patriot America First focused agenda? If our legislators in the U.S. House and Senate are any indicator, the GOP is going to stay in its very old school mantra. I'm hoping that there is a massive come to Jesus conversation within the senior ranks of the GOP for them to understand that that is not going to get them reelected anytime in this lifetime. Because I don't think any of us are going to have short memories about what just transpired. Not only just with the election, but then all of this other crap going on with the impeachment crap that happened within the House and Senate. So let me give you some things. Number one, turn off all the crazy media and give yourself some time to acknowledge and sit in your emotional state, whatever that is right now. And give yourself and honor that time to do that. Spend time in prayer, meditation, or whatever it is that you do to get yourself spiritually grounded, because you're going to need that. Another part of the work that I do kind of outside of obviously these podcasts, because this is, by the way, a hobby for me. I actually have a business that I run, and I have some other things that I do as well. And one of those is all about getting centered and creating core values for yourself and then living by those core values. And so I think for me, that's really important. And you have to get really grounded in your core values. If you're not grounded in your core values, it's going to make the fight for the next several years more challenging for you. So I think what I'll do is I might at some point in time post some more about that and do a separate piece about that later, because I think that's important. But understand that you've got to have some real spiritual, you got to have some anchors, some life anchors. Those anchors need to be spiritual. They need to be, you know, family and friends. They need to be your values. If you can put a stake in the ground on all three of those things, then everything else you do is going to be much more, it's going to be a lot easier to move forward on a clearer path. And I know a lot of people right now are really struggling with that. So I just want to give you hope that there are ways and there are steps that you can take right now to get yourself in a really good place. And so I want to start off by saying it starts with you, and it starts with you. Number one, accepting where you are from an emotional perspective, angry, pissed, whatever that is. I'm swimming around in that pool right now. So I totally get it. I totally get it. And so are 75 million, patriots right now. So you're not alone in that. The second piece is you got to get kind of grounded in whatever, spiritual realm you play in. So whatever that looks like, whatever your religion or your faith or your belief system is, you have to get really grounded in that and at least be able to put an anchor in the ground and get yourself anchored in there too. And then you got to really clear about what your values are. What do you value? And I don't let people get away with simple values like faith and trust and love and blah. No, I want you to create some statements for yourself about what you truly value. and what that actually looks like for you and how it manifests in your world. Give some examples of that. When you get those things squared away, then the rest becomes a lot easier because you can say, nope, I believe in truth. And truth for me looks like living authentically. So I say what I mean and I mean what I say. People that interact with me know that I'm a really authentic person because I literally say what I mean and I mean what I say. I'm not trying to deceive people in anything. If I don't like something, I'll tell people. I'll find usually a pretty nice way to tell them that I don't agree, but I'll let them know, right? So that authentic nature needs to come out in people, and you need to come up with your own truths and value system that you believe in. The next thing I'm going to tell you, because a lot of us in the Patriot Movement have either watched, studied, heard about, or participated in the whole kind of, I'm just going to have throw it out there, kind of the whole QAnon thing, right? And most people who haven't gone down that rabbit hole at all, or just are familiar with it, don't really have an understanding of what it is. And I always find it really funny when news media people or others outside of that realm decide to describe it to anybody, and it's just so far-fetched. And you're just like, no, it isn't that either. But a lot of you guys really anchor yourself to that, right? Really anchored yourself to the hope that there was going to be, in the end, the righteous thing was going to happen, that justice was going to be done, that Biden was not going to get installed into this regime, right? Like that's a thing. And I get that. To be perfectly honest with you, early on in this podcast, there are aspects of it that I really did want to put my hope in and anchor myself to, because I thought that was really, you know, I thought that that's the righteous thing. That would be the right thing to have happen, right? If you steal an election, you shouldn't get to reap the benefits of the win, right? But here's the thing. Life isn't always fair. We know this. Life sucks from time to time. And we've got to sort out some alternatives for ourselves, right? We do. We have to figure out ways to ensure that the people and the things that we're listening to moving forward are grounded in a bit more of factual base, what's actually happening versus, and I'm not saying don't have hope, because I absolutely want you to have hope. And I'm going to tell you a bit more about that in a little bit and what I'm looking at right now. But what I do want you to do is be really cautious and careful. If you're on a lot of these chat groups in Telegram or all kinds of other stuff where people are just spewing crap, they don't have any factual basis for it. They copied it from one person who copied it from somebody else. And the trail goes back 100 people deep because it's just been copied and pasted. It's going to put you in a tailspin that you need to get yourself off of. I do watch a lot of different chat groups, a lot of different things, because I'm very curious what people are thinking and what and where they're going with their mindset on things. But I don't necessarily believe all of it that I see. And right now, there's so much misinformation, disinformation, psyop material out there that's getting spun around that I think you just have to be really careful about where you're getting sources from. And I would suggest for the next week or so, quiet that noise for yourself. Okay, stop, mute those groups. You can always join them later, but you know, tone that stuff down so that you're not getting that input. And it's gonna let your brain, I think, take a bit of a break and settle a bit. I've been doing that for the last couple of days leading up to today, because I wanted to be able to come on and do a, what I'm going to call kind of a clean podcast, in the sense that I wanted to be coming from a centered place for me and not be filtered or influenced by a lot of the noise that's out there right now. Okay. So these are just some ideas for you. Let me also just kind of share with you, and I'll put it down in the show notes as I always do. I'll put down in the show notes below this piece, which I think is just really awesome. So I have been a I'm not going to say a fan of, but I do watch from time to time. Newt Gingrich and some other people. Again, I get sources and interesting things from lots of different people, but I will tell you today, I'm not always a fan of Newt Gingrich, by the way, I'm just going to say that right now, but he did write a really, really great thank you letter to President Trump. And I think so many Americans, I'm not going to lose it on the podcast. I think so many Americans can really relate to what he has to say. I'm not going to read this to you, but I am going to post it in the show notes. And I would ask that you take a few minutes to go down the show notes and follow the link to the PDF. But it says, "Why I Will Not Accept Joe Biden as President." And it is a great piece that literally walks through all of the reasons why, like legitimate reasons why he is not going to, he doesn't accept this presidency. And I don't even accept it as a presidency. I think it's just a regime. I think it's a socialist regime that we just have now signed off on. He goes through and talks about, you know, from day one, the resist movement of the left, the media pouncing on him, the mistreatment of General Michael Flynn, the spying on Donald Trump's candidacy, the truth about Hunter Biden, the censorship of, you know, of everybody, specifically in particular, like Rush Limbaugh, all kinds of stuff. He talks about all these things in here. The whole issue about China. I mean, there's just so much good information in here and just some really good factual pieces of data and information. So again, I'm gonna post that down here because I want you to take some time to read it and really kind of internalize it, because I think it's really great. It's called Never, and it's a PDF. And again, I'll link it down in the show notes. If I have trouble linking it, I'll figure it out. I'll find a place to link it. I'll put it down in the show notes wherever I put it. If I can find a link to it, great. I have it as a PDF, but I got to find a place to put it, actually host it up. So I'll figure out a place to do it and I'll let you guys know. All right. So there's this really great PDF for you to be able to focus on, give you a little bit of hope in that way too. I would actually encourage you also to understand a couple of things for the next 2 weeks. So here we go. So number one, the president and the whole Trump family need to have a little bit of time to detox from everything that has happened, right? We have to give them a little bit of space and time to settle their world down in Florida, figure out what that looks like, and figure out their next steps and get ready to launch whatever that is. You know that Trump's going to do something freaking amazing, right? Amazing. They always do. And to be perfectly honest with you, I feel it's like a surfer that's out in the ocean right now and it's totally flat, right? There's nothing that's going to bring you into the shore just yet. It's just flat. And what do you have to do when you do that? You have to wait on your board. Sometimes you have to wait on your board longer than you really want to, but you don't really have much of say in it. You know, it's really the will of, you know, of God and the moon and the currents and all the other things that will make the waves in order for you to be able to kind of come back into shore. We have to give the Trumps that kind of space for them to sort out and figure out what their next move is. And while they're on that respite and figuring that piece out, and I'm sure going to announce something not too long from now, I would guess, you now have the opportunity to do the same thing so that when he's ready to move, you're ready to move and you'll have the energy and the excitement and the courage to move as well. And we'll all be moving together, 75 million plus of us, right? So there's no pressure on them to sort something out right now. There are some transition, there are some transition pieces of things he has to do moving from DC and from the White House into this post administration life. The Secret Service has to get some security protocols squared away. I actually heard some rumors last week that they had actually had some very serious assassination attempts on both of them, both Melania and the president, last week and the week before. So I think there are some security things that they're going to have to work out. There are some administrative things that they have to work out. There are some activities and things they need to sort out too. So we've got to give them the space to do that kind of stuff. Okay. In the meantime, you need to sort yourself out too and put your anchors into the ground and get ready for things. Now, those anchors are also going to be helpful, not only for your offensive going forward, but are also going to be really important for your defensive posturing, because you're going to need that too. We're going to have so many anti-Republican, anti-conservative, and I would like to say anti-MAGA, but it's going to be worse than just anti-MAGA. We're getting it from both the classic Republicans and the entire left wing of the party piling on us and basically working really hard to set a narrative that all of us are white supremacists and we're bad human beings and we're here to overthrow the government and all the crap that they want to sort out. That's part of the reason why they've got, 25 to 56,000 troops in DC right now, because we were all going to go and threaten this regime, right? No, we don't care about them. And the problem that they've got right now is they've got a regime that they're setting up right now that isn't duly elected, and they know it. It's why they have nobody there. It's why nobody would come. It's why the polling this morning says only about 23% of the population is actually watching today's just show, kabuki show, or kabuki theater. It's insanity. It's totally insane. Now, so we've got Trump hanging out. We've got this fake regime in office and power right now, for right now. And we also have some things going on in the courts. Like, we have a whole bunch of election court cases that are now, that weren't allowed to be fast-tracked, but still are in the court system, right? So those things have to play out too. We've yet to have a court actually listen to all of the evidence that has transpired from the election. Yet you have available to you three Peter Navarro reports that you can go check out. They've been in my show notes before. There's three different reports. You can go to, I think, NavarroReport.com, or you can Google Peter Navarro reports, election reports. There's three of them. And the last one in particular, the first two kind of set the stage, but the last one in particular talks about exactly how Trump won and the numbers. So you can go take a look. Peter Navarro is an economist and a numbers guy. So he ran the numbers and they know. So there's that to help back you up. My last piece of advice right now is to pick your battles very, very wisely. Okay. Social media, I've already had my Artemis Thinker Twitter account taken off of Twitter. It was banned on Twitter. That was really funny because I only had a handful of people following me and I was only following a handful of people, but it already got taken down because, that's what Twitter does. You can obviously find me in, MeWe, Rumble, Parler when it comes back up, and, in Telegram and Clout Hub and Gab. So kind of all of the alternative social media sites, you can find me in all of those there too. So feel free. It's either under Conservative Reality Check or Artemis Thinker. But I think a lot of people are moving into these different platforms now, and they'll continue to be great. I know that there's been a lot of conversation about talking to Elon Musk about maybe him getting involved in crafting a brand new full-scale social media platform. Something like that would be phenomenal. It'll be really fun to see what the Trumps come up with. I mean, I think it's going to be really fun to see what happens. The Attorney General of Texas says his job is to wake up and sue the government. So Texas is going to be after that. I know if you're like me, and I hope you're not, but I think that there are a lot of people like me who are conservatives living in a fully Democratic state. I live in Virginia, where there's a Democrat governor, a Democrat House, and a Democrat Senate. And we are literally the bedroom community for Washington, D.C.'s swamp scum. So we are living, and I live in Northern Virginia, which is just thick with liberals. So it's really, really challenging to be conservative in this environment. I'm very much a supporter of our Constitution and all of our amendments in it. So that's going to pose some really serious questions and problems for me personally as well. And I know there are a lot of other people in the same boat. So I'll tell you, I'm seriously considering moving. It's not something I want to do. I've lived here for 33 years, but the political environment here has gotten so untenable that I don't know that I really feel like dealing with it anymore. So I'm going to leave it with you with that. I think that that's a definitely a play that I think a lot of people have, moving to a state that's going to support our Constitution and enforce it. So, you know, Texas and Tennessee and Texas and Florida are all very promising places to be living. I'm from Texas originally. So for me, that's home. But I have family down in Florida as well. So honestly, there's always that option too. And it's sunny and there's lots of beaches there too. So I know. So I don't normally show you guys what I wear, but I just want to tell you that today is my, let's see, this way. Don't call me my America shirt day. I've only worn this like once or twice. I think I got this from Nine Line Apparel, by the way. So if you want to support a great patriotic company, Nine Line Apparel, I think that's where I got this from. If I didn't, I'm going to have to restate that in my show notes or in a future episode, but they've got great stuff. So you guys, anchor yourself, get yourself anchored. Wait on Trump. He's going to, he'll come out with something great, but in the meantime, get yourself centered, watch, be a good patriot. And, you know, in warfare, I think it's always a good thing to watch your enemy and see what they're up to. I'm also going to tell you that Scott Pressler spoke with our group, last week. He has got a lot of great ideas about election, fixing the election fraud and the election irregularities and election law in states. We're going to have a lot of work to do at your local and state and national level in November. Here in Virginia, we have elections every November of some combination of people. So we have 100 state delegate seats that are up in the state. So we're going to be doing a lot of shuffling to make sure we get a lot more conservatives in there. So there's a lot of things you can do on your local level as well. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in another episode, but really this is kind of where do we go from here? And right now, get yourself anchored. Let yourself be okay with where you sit and anchor yourself. I love you guys. Patriots are the best people on this planet. And we have no place in this country, in this democratic republic, for socialism or communism. So I encourage you to do everything you can to preserve our Constitution, preserve our republic, and band together, find like-minded people and friends that you can lean on, and spend some time with them and make new ones in this whole process. I love you guys. Thanks so much for following. And I will have some new episodes up really, really soon. Thanks.